Well, there is pageantry in London, but there's tragedy here in the United States, of course. This morning, survivors of the six southern states hit by Wednesday's rash of deadly tornadoes continue hard work of surveying and cleaning up the damage. States of emergency have been declared from Alabama to Virginia, and the National Weather Service says this is the deadliest barrage of tornadoes since 1974. We want to turn now to Julie Steele, news reporter for WUTC in Chattanooga, Tennessee, a town that was hit repeatedly by waves of storms. And we're also joined by Jamon Smith, reporter for the Tuscaloosa News in Alabama, and not only a reporter, but also a victim. Jamon, good morning.
How you doing this morning?
I'm well, thank you. First off, conditions in Tuscaloosa this morning. Have emergency workers arrived? Would you set the scene for us, please?
Yeah, pretty much. We've had, of course, local emergency workers on the scene.
Jamon, I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you. You say local emergency workers are on the scene. What is the cleanup effort like?
I don't really know if there's a cleanup effort currently going on. Right now, it's more search and rescue.
Search and rescue. How many people are without power in the Tuscaloosa area?
It's close to, last time I checked, around 80,000, but that number is going down, I think by the hour, or by the day at least anyway.
All right, Jamon Smith, hold the line there because I'm going to get some of your personal story in just a minute. Let me turn to Julie Steele in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Julie, what are conditions there? What is the cleanup effort like, and do you have a clear sense of how much damage was done in your town?
You know, I don't know yet if we do have a clear sense of how much damage was done. It's like a war zone in some areas. The Ringgold area, which is just south of Chattanooga, it's totally devastated. 80,000 people without power in the Chattanooga area. We've got crews coming in from all areas, working from various parts of the United States, coming in, helping the power company get the electricity back on. We've got lots of traffic lights out, so we've got lots of traffic. Gas stations without power, so it's going to be hard to find gas. They're getting some lines at some of the gas stations that are open. There's still, of course, search and rescue going on. The town of Ringgold has basically been closed. No one can enter. Any residents that have left can't come back until they open the city back up. There's just a lot of devastation going on.
Have there been any reports, at least today, this morning, of survivors pulled from any wreckage, Julie?
Not that I know of since yesterday. I was listening to police scanners Wednesday night, and when the tornado hit the Ringgold area, which was about one of the hardest hit areas in this area, they were finding victims with broken legs in ditches, and they were calling for emergency personnel to come and get them. And it was taking a while to get ambulances there. They couldn't even get ambulances in some areas. They were having to carry them out. You had emergency personnel on foot getting people out of wreckages, getting them out of their homes. There were people trapped in their homes also.
Now, Julie Steele from WUTC in Chattanooga. We have reports of people from Georgia pouring into Tennessee to seek refuge and gasoline. You say you already have lines at the gas stations in your area. Tennessee handle the influx of Georgians coming in, or is it more of the same if they come into Tennessee looking for goods and services?
I don't know. I'm not sure about goods and services. I know there were a lot of Alabama residents coming into the Georgia area, where the Alabama and Georgia border, coming in looking for generators, looking for gasoline. A lot of the rural areas, your farmers, that's how they make their living. They need gasoline for their farming operations, and there was no power. They need gasoline for generators. So a lot of them are coming into Georgia, and you've got a lot of people from Alabama coming into Chattanooga. Some areas in Chattanooga are fine. You drive through, it doesn't look like anything's happened. Other areas, there's no power.
And is this because a tornado would have sort of cut a discrete swath of destruction? Some areas are fine and some aren't, or is it a different situation?
Well, yeah, they're cutting, when a tornado comes through, it just cuts a path through an area. And it's not going to, devastate an entire city. It's going to, I think the one that hit Ringgold, they said was half a mile long, or half a mile wide, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Cut a path, about I think it hit about 8 p.m. In that evening, and it was a half mile wide, cut a path basically through the middle of Ringgold, through the main thoroughfare there, leveled a hotel, people were trapped in McDonald's, destroyed a grocery store, 190-mile-per-hour winds, and it cut a path half a mile wide.
Well, now in the aftermath, Julie Steele, what about a federal presence? Is FEMA on the ground in Chattanooga or in Wrangell? What's the federal situation?
Now we have Tennessee Emergency Management was in Bradley County yesterday. Also, the governor of Tennessee was there. GEMA was in Ringgold. The governor of Georgia was in Ringgold. They're both going to ask for federal assistance. Not sure what the status is right now on that point. 16 counties in Georgia have been declared disaster areas. Also, Bradley County, I'm pretty sure, has been. That Bradley County in Tennessee has been declared a disaster area.
And is there satisfaction? I shouldn't say satisfaction. Is there a sense that the response so far is adequate to the task among the people that you're talking to?
Yeah. So far, I think so.
So far, you have a sense that it's adequate to the task. All right, well, that's Julie Steele, news reporter for WUTC in Chattanooga, Tennessee, helping us survey some of the damage across Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama by storms that cut a swath of destruction on Wednesday, 300 dead. We were also joined at the top there by Jamon Smith, reporter for the Tuscaloosa News in Alabama, where the town of Tuscaloosa was hit extremely hard by a tornado. Some reports saying that tornado was at least a mile wide, destroying a huge portion of the town, which only has 80,000 people to begin with. We want to thank you both for joining us. We're going to have more reports from the South, from the storm-torn South, later in the program.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.